Hello everyone. We'll give it a few minutes. All right, let's get started. I apologize for on my voice. I'm recovering from a cold. Jeff, would you be able to scribe or you still have issues?
I think I'm good.
Awesome.
Sorry about last time. It was very
No.
strange. I had to
Thank you
log
for
out of all
delegating.
my had to log out of everything and log back in.
Thank you. All right. Today's dedicated discussion is about WolfCon developer experience. During our shoulder meeting at the last WolfCon, we talked about a developer focus track. We felt that the current sessions in WolfCon was palatable for everyone, and there was minimal space for deep technical discussions or showing of code. Since then, it seems the current mindset is to have a virtual conference that is separate from WolfCon that happens, let's say, 6 months from original WolfCon. So that's every 6 months there is a conference. There's a in-person conference, with WolfCon that we all know, and a developer-focused virtual conference. The floor is open for discussion. I put some questions here as conversation starters, but we don't have to start there. So please go ahead. Yes, Mikey.
I think the questions you have there are good ones. I will quote, I think you from Monday about the dreaded survey, or maybe that was Jen, but certainly if we're talking about what the goals should be and those other questions like duration, and time zones, most obviously, it would be really important to hear from actual developers on those things.
Good notes, thank you. Yes, Craig.
Yeah, do we have a sense for how much participation we would expect to get from developers or people more on the technical side here?
I think having it virtual certainly helps versus requiring travel. And since the developers would have their own team meetings, so I think it will shuffle around. I would say I probably don't expect more than 50 at any point in time on a webinar or live stream, but I may be wrong. I'm curious about other thoughts. Yes, Christy.
I mean, if we're submitting a survey and these are the questions, for the survey, we can always ask, do you think that you would participate, in the conference?
Thank you. Yes, Maccabee.
Format might also be a consideration for that. To Craig's point, there's different motivators, right? Some people might want to do a traditional sort of presentation for colleagues, but others just might want to have some breakout sessions on particular topics that are of interest across teams. And so we might it might be a question of what formats would make that sort of event appealing.
Thank you, Maccabee. Do we, based on the trend of the conversation, should we focus on survey questions? And then once we have some information, some guiding light there, we can do further discussion. Does that sound like a plan, or we should continue on the current path? Anyone? Any takers?
I think it's fine either way, Alameda. I think a survey is probably useful from consensus. So no harm in starting there. We could certainly also talk through some of the other questions. I'm personally interested in hearing more from anyone who's skeptical about the idea. I mean, Craig, I might be misreading, but I think I heard a little skepticism in your voice that, that any devs would be interested in it, and anyone else who feels that way, it would be good to hear that skepticism so that we could pose these questions in a reasonable way to see if we to see if that's true and to see if this is worth doing.
Thank you, Maccabee.
I wasn't per se skeptical about this. Just wondering more. This is actually the first that I've heard of the topic. I think this was probably discussed originally at like the shoulder session for the TC at WolfCon or something, which I
Yes.
wasn't at. Yeah, that's probably why I don't have the context here. Okay.
Okay, let's go through the questions here, and thank you, Maccabee. If anyone is opposed to the idea, please speak up. The framing of this talk seems, is something that we want to do, and we're talking about how to do it. But if you believe it's not worth our time, please let it be known. So the first question was the primary goal for the virtual conference. It was brought up to have a developer focus there. So is it knowledge sharing? Is it awareness? Is it documentation? Is it networking? What do we think is the primary goal we would want to set for this virtual conference? Do we want to have it as a showcase? Things like that. Yes, Wayne.
I think to me the thing that is one of the things that's challenging about the diversity of developer of the development community and the sort of scattered nature of development because of the microservices architecture is that there may not be awareness among developers of common architectural solutions that may be sort of under development or not entirely documented yet. I mean, one thing that comes to mind is I'm not sure where if I were a developer who was not sitting next to another developer who already knew the answer, where I would go to find out what Kafka topics I could listen to in order to subscribe to say instance updates. And what would be the right way for me to express that dependency in my module, and what would be what could I expect from the message queue and so on and so forth. I mean, I feel like some of those like larger architectural issues that there would maybe be some benefit from developers coming together and sharing things that they are working on that may offer facilities or have an impact on other development teams. But that's just from an outsider's perspective, not being a developer myself. So I'd be very curious to hear maybe that's not a problem in the development community, and in which case, maybe that's not a main goal.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Does anybody want to respond to that before I move to the other hands? I think that's fair, Wayne. I think right now the only medium for shared development knowledge is the development channel on Slack, and I'm guessing that channel is a lot more quiet than it used to be in years past. There are some pinned messages in there, but there could be a whole world of activity in certain parts of Folio that one might not be aware of. And typically we hear about conflicts, when they come to the TC, but it would be good to hear about good pieces that are moving across Folio in this setting for this conference. So information sharing, if I were to distill what you're saying, is does that work, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean that's I would agree, yes. I mean it's not so much show and tell, although that's obviously a piece of it, but I mean, yeah, more information sharing.
Okay. Good. Jeff, please record that in the notes about one option being information sharing. Okay, Kevin.
So I'm sort of brainstorming here. I don't have all my thoughts together yet, but when you said networking, I was wondering how that would look differently from what we're doing already when we have Slack and SIGs. So I was kind of thinking, well, this could be a good point to have these different teams that are generally working just on their dedicated project to bring forth what they are working on, what their plans on, to try to get, maybe more community involvement. One thing that would be great to have is to be able to, as let's see, as a TAMU employee, I can go in, hey, would you all like me to help review some of your back end? And that's sort of a difficult barrier to cross. But if we have a meeting like this, we might meet people and talk to them and say, this is what we're doing, and then get that networking there. So there could be something like that where we try to break that barrier and kind of get more planning on how we develop these projects from a community perspective rather than an employee or project perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. So from what I've seen in some other virtual conferences, they might have, and I'm translating it to what it looks like for us. They might have a hallway Slack channel of sorts. And then for each talk or each session, there is a Slack channel for that. So there's, much more discussion happening. And people are able to hop in and out of that, and that facilitates the information sharing there. And that's an opportunity to know that, hey, I could help some other team review something, or maybe they put call outs to say we need help with something on that end. So that is one perspective that I can think of. Ingolf, or if anybody else wants to respond before I go to Ingolf. Ingolf?
I think the conference should also be for those who would like to become a developer, not only for developers, or those who would like to have more insight in the source code, who want to make changes, or maybe a short course how to construct a new module. I would think this is very useful. So it's if it's only for developers, it's very say in the very inside. For insiders.
I like that approach, and you're already giving ideas for potential sessions that we could have. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, that triggered an idea. As from the TC perspective, we have all of the our versions of technology that we want to support. We could present some things like, let's say, off top of my mind, the latest Spring Boot, how to migrate, how to get to that, and get up to date with the latest release. Because I know we just pushed that model to have a more aggressive technology stack. Keeping up to date with the versions, it might be good to have presentations on helping the developers get up to date with the latest stacks.
Good point, Kevin. Thank you. Wayne?
Jeff said in the chat that he can't raise his hand, so I raised my hand for him.
I saw it in chat too.
That's kind of you. Thank you. I'm having a. We upgraded to Windows 11 at my work, and everything is a nightmare. Nothing works right. I just wanted to comment that at the Library of Congress, we are thinking a lot right now about how we can actually invest in Folio. Not that we have that many resources, but we have some resources available. We want to use them in a way that benefits the product. And in some cases, means we don't necessarily want to add new features. We're thinking about how to make the product better on a technological level. And I think this would be a great opportunity to, if we had a virtual conference of developers like this, to get people talking about what are some of the problems in Folio, whether it could be like inconsistencies in APIs or other things we've talked about in the past. What would developers wish to see that's not just about building out new things, but improving the core? Does that make sense?
It does. It
Yeah,
does.
we
Thank you.
kind of wish we had a list like this of pain points from a technical perspective.
If I'm getting you right, a list of pain points that you could use the resources to try to get a handle on, is that correct?
Exactly, like if we have some resources available, which not that many people have resources to contribute to Folio. So if we had some and we wanted to prioritize things, and we said, what are some of the real technical problems that people see from the developer's perspective that might actually make the system work better or more consistently?
Great feedback. Thank you, Jeff. Zach?
Hey, so I work on the Stripes Force team, which does a lot of sort of cross-cutting work across the UI, right? So changes that we make might affect any different application because Yeah, that's how the foundational framework stuff works. So a lot of what I hear people talking about is trying to figure out how we can get issues that maybe are sort of cross-cutting for teams that cut across the project. Because if it's something that's internal to your team, you're just going to talk to your team. You don't need to go to a, you know, you don't have to go to a conference to figure out what's the impact going to be. But a challenge with those kinds of things becomes resourcing, right? Because we can, as developers, say, all right, here's 15 things that are out of date with Stripes that we would like to update, that we would like to change, that we would like to improve. But as developers, we're not necessarily empowered to dedicate the resources to making that improvement, especially if it's sort of non-functional in a way, right? Like if we're trying to decide, you know, should we be upgrading to the next version of Postgres, or should we be upgrading Java, or should we be upgrading Spring Boot? Like those are all important concerns for developers, but they're NFRs, right? And so we sort of we need additional decision-making support, or sort of, I feel like, an additional audience to help frame those kinds of concerns relative to user-facing concerns. Like, we want to add this new endpoint because it provides, you know, this new service, right? And so to me, at least, that's kind of a challenge in planning this kind of thing. I think it would be great to meet my colleagues from a bunch of different teams and find out, here are the pain points that we have, you know, with development, with capacity, with all these different things. But if we don't also have a place to sort of take those concerns and find out how they're going to be resourced, there's not a lot of value in having that conversation, right? It's not that it's not valuable, but like, if we make a list of 100 things and we don't have a li we don't have the ability to say, all right, you know, we want to get resources for one of them. It's like we need some project management, or we need some, I don't know, somebody who can help with, you know, resourcing and prioritization. Say, you know, yes, I think we can focus on this next quarter, or, you know, we can do A, B, and C, but then, you know, we can't do the next 97 things on your list, or we can do these small things, but then we can't do that one big one. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm babbling now. All I'm trying to say is, I think it's not just developers who need to be involved in this kind of thing. I think the cross-cutting things in terms of how do we want to leverage Kafka, how do we want to, you know, better isolate microservices, are really good conversations to have. But as much as they are highly technical and maybe aren't interesting to a lot of the attendees at a conference like WolfCon, they are not only developer topics either. All right, I'll stop
Yeah,
there.
fair point. Fair point, Zach. Thank you. Any response to that? Yes, Wayne.
To Zach's point, I think a lot of those concerns cut across operations. So there's definitely, I'm sure Ingolf would back me up there. There's certainly an ops interest in in understanding these cross-cutting concerns.
Thank you, Maccabee.
Yeah, I really like what Zach said there. I have a couple of thoughts on it. One, the figuring out the balance of recording or note-taking on the discussions versus not. Some people may want to have discussions and be able to, gripe about things without stakeholder hearing later. But for the benefits that Zach was talking about, it would be good if we had some, if not recordings, maybe some, AI note taking or something like that. But more broadly than that, I think we might want to frame this less as a conference that only devs should be at, as versus a conference for developer specific topics, and encourage other stakeholders who would then be, have the ability to affect those things by prioritization or whatever, be invited to attend as well. If we have a clear call for why they might benefit from it.
Good points, Maccabee. Yeah, certainly. We wouldn't bar, bar anyone from joining the conference, but being welcoming and inclusive for other folks and stakeholders would be productive. Okay. We have lots of good ideas for the primary goal. I think what I can do is review the notes and probably the recording and distill them to some major points. Obviously, we can have all of these as goals that we want from the conference, and that would translate to individual sessions that we would have. So it's not like if we did knowledge sharing, we can't do anything else. So thank you for lots of discussion on that. Any other points before I move on to the next question? All right. What duration makes sense? Is this, do we envision a multi-day thing or half day or full day? I have an opinion, but I'm curious if somebody told you we're having a virtual conference and we said, 3 days, do you shudder at that, or what's your preference? Yes, Kevin.
I feel like if we are going to have a conference, it should be multiple days. It should allow people to break things up and organize it a bit better. I feel like, I don't know how, like one of the things about a conference is the social aspect between the meetings, the presentations, and what are the panels. I'm not sure how that would look virtually, but it seems like if you got some sort of support for that, then that would encourage better engagements and experience. So I think multiple days. I don't know. I think more than three would be extreme, but less than two was, I think 2 or 3 days seems good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And in chat, Ingolf says 1 to 3 days. Anyone else, Maccabee?
I attended the Blacklight Summit about a month ago, and that was, I think, 3 days, but each day was like 2 or 3 hours with various asynchronous, Google Docs editing and so forth in between. Focused on different topics, right? So, like, it's one model similar to what folks are saying.
Thank you. That's a good point. And then in chat, Craig says 3 full days is a lot of time to fill up, and it's a significant time investment. That is accurate too. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, sorry to just to clarify, I don't know who I just talked over. Apologies, but it could be like 3 half days, maybe something like that. You get the benefit of what Kevin was speaking to, where you have time to sort of digest the content from day one and maybe revisit it or ask questions in subsequent sessions or something in the second and third day. But 3 full days, Maccabee, you read into my voice saying I may be skeptical on this. I think I'm skeptical that we would have enough people that would want to participate for 3 full days. 3 partial days, maybe. I don't know.
Thank you, Craig. Jen?
Yeah, I was just going to say one thing to consider, like if we were thinking of the it, if we were going to have something like a session that talked about getting started with module building, you might want to be able to have like, oh, this thing takes up a half day, sort of like the pre-conference or post-conference workshops. So that might be there might be a day where you have like those longer sort of tutorial sessions, and then a day where you have more talk-like sessions.
Thank you, Jen. Maccabee.
Yeah, I share Craig's skepticism that someone would participate for that long, but that doesn't necessarily mean if we had an agenda that long that that would be bad. As long as it's posted, I could see people tuning into the things they wanted to tune into, which components. That being said, I'm also skeptical that we would have 3 full days of material. But I guess the point I'm trying to emphasize is I would imagine a lot of devs would just tune into the things they're interested in.
Thank you. Any other thoughts on this?
Yes, sorry, I don't find the button.
Go
I
ahead.
think it should be at least multiple days since it's virtual. And for developers, I mean, if you have a topic you want to, maybe you want to go down and sit down and at home or in your office and play around with some stuff and then report your results or your findings or your questions the next day. For example, constructing a module, if it's that, or some other technical things which you would like to play around with between the days.
Thank you, Ingolf. Thoughts? I think that having spreading out over multiple days is good, but it shouldn't be a full time. So I think similar to what Maccabee said, the Blacklight conference was. So whether that's 2 hours or 3 hours on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with Slack channels, for the topics, that will allow people to not get like to digest the topics and be able to have conversations in those async chat rooms before the next topic comes up. And once it's fresh, maybe there could be some spark of innovation or communication that happens in those async channels before we move to the nest and spread them out. So I like that idea as well. Jeff says less than 4 days probably is good for time zone differences. True. And maybe we're able to have one in the morning each time and one in maybe close to late afternoon so that some people could catch something. But maybe that's going into the next question. But good comment, Jeff. Any other thoughts? So right now, if I think we've coalesced about something is that we want multiple days, but not 4 days. The exact format, still to be determined. But, rather than having one full day for everything, for the folks that want just 1 day, we just keep it multiple days. So whether that's two or three. And have it not full time. Is there anyone against that? Okay, we'll document these things, and I think when it's all laid on paper or your screen, we can iterate on this. This is not the first and final meeting about this topic. Okay. Do we want to consider multiple time zones? Maccabee?
I mean, I definitely think we should. I think we would lose a lot of people if we didn't, but I would also say that should be driven by the interest that we get when we survey folks.
Thank you. Wayne.
I mean, I think the biggest issue is probably the delta between Eastern Europe and the Western United States, right? I mean, it, not to mention, China or Australia, but it's very hard to find any slots that are not, either too late for Eastern Europe or too early for California. So, we have to consider time zones, but I don't know that we can resolve it. Some people will have to make decisions about, what they're willing to deal with.
Thank you, Wayne. That is, I agree. Anyone else? Kevin?
I'm not particularly for this, but the thought popped in my mind. If you ran a presenter ran or we did the whatever is being presented or discussed at two time slots, like earlier here, and then like 4 hours later there. I mean, that would be rough on the presenter, but that's why I'm not really for it. But that just popped in my mind as an option for the multi time zone.
Thank you. I think that the presenters and the content would probably drive this together with interests. I think once we have the sessions recorded, and there are asynchronous communication channels on Slack for the said sessions, that should hopefully be sufficient without needing to have presenters show their work multiple times or have a conference where you are guaranteed not to cease on talk because at some point you're asleep. That's my opinion. Any other thoughts before we move on? Okay, next one. So live chat or discussion, a virtual hallway track space. So maybe this framed like, is it a webinar where you just have a presentation and the recording is done and we bow out? Is there Q&A where developers get to speak? Or is it just through a Zoom chat or WebEx chat where everyone can speak? And maybe this question is determined by the content of the topic at hand in the session, but I would like people to voice their preferences along this line. Yes, MacBee.
I'll just throw this out there. The best virtual conference format I think I ever saw was this might have been the Charleston conference, although I hate that conference generally, but this format was great. It was everybody pre-recorded their presentations if they were doing a presentation. And then during the actual time slot, the video would run of the pre-recorded presentation and the presenter would be there in the chat. And so they'd be able to sort of comment on their own presentation while chatting was happening about it at the same time. So it solved multiple issues. It solved the live demo problem because if you were planning to do a live demo and mess it up, you would just start recording it again, right? And it also, of course, it makes everything recorded by default, so it's easier to share later. And yeah, it made things kind of engaging. I don't know whether that's the best format for this. Again, it sort of depends how many people actually want to present as opposed to discuss things without a presentation, but It was pretty nice.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I had seen such things in my survey, but I've never experienced it. So I will trust your judgment to say that it made things smoother. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
Just jump in because I can't find the hand raising button.
Go
So I have a
ahead.
couple of kids in college who have what they call flipped classes. And the way those work is instead, like, their homework is basically to watch pre-recorded lectures, and then the class time, instead of being the lecture, is a discussion section of, all right, let's talk about the thing that you watched. And that might be an interesting way, sort of a riff on what Maccabee was describing, where, you put together a presentation. It's, people can watch that asynchronously in their own time zone, and then you get to say, have a perhaps shorter meeting that's synchronous, where people can bring their questions and have the discussion. And just another idea on what how that could work, sort of in both ways, right? Like, you record some sessions that everybody has access to in their time zone, while still providing an opportunity for that real-time collaboration.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, I would say I like that idea, and getting all the recordings beforehand, I think will ease the burden on the organizers of this conference. Like, is there anyone opposed to pre-recorded sessions? Yes, Wayne.
It's potentially a big ask on presenters, right? As versus, sort of doing something live. If you do something recorded, it, you're, as Maccabee said, oh, well, you just restart the recording. Well, then that means that it takes you two or three times the session period to produce a recording. Just throwing that out there, if that would be a barrier to getting presenters to participate, I don't know.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I think I'm not a video editor, but I think editing could help there, but I wouldn't know who to tap for that. Go ahead, Maccabee.
Yeah, I certainly hear Wayne's point. I didn't mean to imply someone had to make a perfect recording and revise it if they wanted to. I just meant it was a way to avoid the catastrophic, like, oh, I was going to do a demo and that wastes 10 minutes, and so then you could just clip out that 10 minutes kind of situation, but not to imply that it had to be a like production quality video of any kind. I suppose that depends on the level of perfection that the presenter wants.
Okay, and I think asking that in a survey question too could help. And I'm seeing good thoughts too in chat. So all good. I think any other thoughts in general? I think I'm at the end of the questions that I listed here. Do we want a virtual hallway track or no? Or is anyone against that? I think we should not do it, but I want to hear other people's thoughts. It's a hallway track is a Slack channel that is not specific to a session or a topic.
Okay, thank you.
I think that can. Oh, I apologize.
Go ahead, Christy.
I didn't see a hand up, so I just thought I would talk. Personally, so I'm not. I think this can vary by community, and I'm not. I don't have a lot of direct involvement with the developer community here, so I don't know what would work for them, but I like having the back channel sort of hallway track. It's also a great way to continue the discussion, or for people who can say watch the video or but not attend the synchronous virtual session to engage on the topic with the rest of the conference participants. So I think that having a channel where discussion can continue or go in parallel is always a beneficial thing. But that's my personal preference.
Thank you, Christine. Yeah, we want to hear your personal preferences. Kevin?
I'm kind of wondering what's the amount of individuals we expect to see in this hallway track, and is it, as a second or follow-up, is this specific to presentations or the whole virtual conference? Like one track for the whole conference, or each presentation has their own hallway track?
My preference is that each presentation has their own dedicated space. I guess you could call it a hallway track, but as I wrote it here, it's supposed to be for the entire conference and not specific to a talk or a session.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Christy, to facilitate a synchronous discussion, I think it's better to have dedicated spaces so that everyone is not, talking over each other. So the hallway track, as I listed on the screen here, is more about having another channel that is just for the virtual conference. And I imagine maybe that's where somebody could say, I'm not seeing something, or where do I go with something? Maybe that's a use for that. But Christy, go ahead.
Yeah, I was I did not understand that. I mean, I was thinking about, the Code for Live or Code for Live, just general conference track, which always has really fantastic discussion, concurrently with the sessions and then after the fact. I don't know that I necessarily have any thoughts on having a single track versus, I mean, if we have enough staff to, maintain asynchronous discussions for all of the sessions, that might be better. I don't know.
Thank you, Christine. And Kevin in chat says, the terminology is breakout sessions. Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah, so I would say since Christy likes, the hallway track, I don't think it hurts. So it's something that we can keep on the dock going forward. We have 10 minutes left. I was thinking that we should get a survey together for the dev teams to answer. Do we think we should focus on that in another dedicated Wednesday, or try to do that right now? Okay, let's focus on another dedicated Wednesday to formulate or review the survey questions as they come. So I think that should be it for today. I really appreciate all of your thoughts and comments on here. I will be putting together like a confluence page, kind of not summarizing, but drawing lines in the sand of what we think the conference should look, and then we can, cross things out or add things into it from there. Yes, Christy.
I was just going to volunteer if it would be useful to read through the notes and maybe draft some like a first version of the survey questions based on the notes, if that would be useful,
That would be
to
very
come
useful.
to that meeting.
Yes,
Okay.
I
Yeah.
appreciate it. Yes. Great, great, great. All right, then, any other thoughts? Yes, Kevin.
I just wanted to raise attention to the comments that's in the chat about the resourcing. We really should definitely consider the resourcing on this too, and not just have these are what we want to do. How are we going to undertake this?
Yes, that is a question that we can't dodge, no matter how much we dream. I think if we put down what we want and then scale it down, even if that gets to zero, because we can't handle that. But I think having a vision of what this could be, is a great task for us to work through. But yes, all these hallway tracks and breakout sessions and recordings, it's a lot of work to do the WolfCon conference. This is a bit easier because it's virtual, but there's still work. So yes, resourcing definitely will be involved. And resourcing is mainly people. Yes, we probably I don't expect us to use or procure software besides what we already use with Slack and maybe some recording things. So I'm not expecting, mainly people is my expectation. All right. Thank you very much for a good discussion. Have a good one.
Thanks all.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey Jeff, I'm hanging on so that you can copy
Thank you.
the
I was
chat.
just doing that and I got it. I think we're good.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Yep. Bye.